Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. This is an ongoing series. We'll be telling you about how to get a lost person saved. And at the end of this message, we will tell you in detail how you can get these entire teachings, and they're all free and postpaid. So we're going to go into a teaching that we've done, and we hope you will be blessed. In the name of Jesus, we praise and thank the Father for His Word.
It's a great pleasure to be here with you again today, and I just want to tell the Lord how grateful I am for the privilege to stand before the body of Christ and share with them some of the things I've learned about the kingdom. I know God called me out as has trained me for a special purpose in these last days, and I'll have to say to you, I'm just as amazed as probably as you are that He would take a man like me that's been an engineer all my life and flown jet airplanes all over the world and to done the things that I've done and to see what I've seen Him do. I had no idea until 27 years ago that I was going to be called into the ministry in my last days. Never dreamed it would happen. But one thing I would like to say, I heard a lot of people yesterday, after some of the things I said, I heard lots of people that come and talk to me talked about, I have never heard the voice of God. Well, I never heard it either for the first many years of my life, but then I did start hearing it. And I don't know why God started speaking to me at that time, but all I know is He did. But I will say that as I have begun to talk about this more, I'm realizing, and of course I should have known before, that God never does anything to one person. He always does it to multitudes. I think today, as you begin to talk with people around you, and maybe even people in your own family that have never shared with you, as you begin to talk to them about hearing the voice of God, you may be amazed at the people, even the children or your mate in your own home, that has heard the authoritative voice of the Lord. And I think you'll be amazed as you talk about these things. Because I know the home that I'm staying in here, the lady has shared with me, she's heard God's voice. Yesterday in the makeup room, two young ladies, one had heard His voice, one had not. So it's amazing the number of people that I'm talking to that are hearing God's voice. Now, like I say, He's spoken to me many times, and in speaking to me, He has opened the scripture to my understanding. When I say the Lord gives me revelations, I guess maybe we misunderstand what I mean when I say He gives me revelations. He never gives me anything beyond what's already written in the Word. But the Word becomes a revealed Word to me when God speaks to me in things I've never understood. And this morning, I want to start out when some of the things we're discussing, we're not going to have nowhere close to enough time in 1 hour to begin to cover all the subjects that Bill talked about. But I'm going to talk about the one that's the most important to me. And I think it's the most important to the body of Christ. And I'm going to go as far as I can in these things. But I used to ask a simple question. Since I was a member of a Southern Baptist church so many years, and I saw a lot of people saved in church. But I could not understand why when I went out and talked to someone else about Jesus, why I could walk up to someone and I would be so excited. I would say, let me tell you about the best thing that ever happened to me. And it's the day I met Jesus as my Lord and Savior when I was a little 11-year-old boy in a Baptist church in Cross Plains, Texas. I still remember that experience like it happened yesterday. I was excited. I didn't understand what was going on. I remember the night that Wednesday night a preacher was preaching. I couldn't tell you what his name was. I don't know. All I know, he was teaching the Word of God. I knew that something was working on me. I didn't understand it by no means. But I knew I wanted to step out in that aisle and go down to that front when that man gave the invitation. But I didn't know the Lord was trying His best to draw me, to save me, from snatch me out of the pit of hell. I didn't know and didn't understand that. But all I knew is when I got home that night, I said, Mother, I don't understand what happened. But tonight when that preacher said, come down here to the front, I wanted to go down there. But look, there was something held me back. I just couldn't understand. What is wrong, Mother? What's going on? See, I didn't understand, didn't have no knowledge of the battle that was happening in the spiritual realm. The Lord was tugging on me by the Holy Spirit to save me, to snatch me out of the pit of hell. But the devil was trying to draw me back because I was in his kingdom. Now, I know that lots of people don't like to admit the fact that you're either a child of God or a child of the devil, but there's not any other realm. You're either saved or you're lost. You know, there's no two ways about it. And what is really, I guess I don't understand how a man and a woman can be living in a home together and a woman be saved for 40 years, and then you ask her, what about your husband? Is he saved? And she said, well, I don't know. How can you live with a man 40 years and not have enough of the Word of God in you to be able to sit down with him and ask him and talk to him? How can you live with a man or a woman for 30 or 40 years and not know if they're children of the King? To me, that's unbelievable to me. And I realize there's not much that's unbelievable with me anymore. But that's unbelievable to me. But I didn't understand what was going on. But I now understand in the spirit world what is going on to a certain degree. And I understand the enemy is trying his best to blind our minds to the gospel. I understand the Lord wants to save us. But when I got a hold of the fact that the souls of the church, the souls of people is in the hands of the church. If we don't pray, I'd tell people, I said, let me tell you about Jesus. And I'd sit there and share with them what Jesus had meant to me and how he had saved me, how he had taken me out of the pit of hell, and how wonderful the Word of God is and how alive it is. And I'd tell them, you know, you get to live a wonderful life here on earth, and Jesus has done all these wonderful things for you. And then when you die here, you get to go to heaven, and you get to walk on streets of gold, and he gives you a beautiful mansion up there to live in. Would you like to make Jesus Lord of your life? And they said, no, I'm not interested. I thought, what's wrong with these people? What in the world is wrong? I would go home and get on my face before God, and I'd say, Lord, I do not understand this. I've just told them the best thing that ever happened, and they're not interested. I said, Lord, what is wrong? I poured out my heart to him diligently. Lord, I don't understand this. I said, Lord, I bet you if I went out there, if I had the money, I bet if I went out there and took them a ticket, and I said, here's you a round trip ticket for here, you and your wife to Hawaii, and here's $5,000 cash to spend while you're gone, I bet they'd jerk my arm off. But I said, why won't they take something far better than that? And I just went to the scripture, and I began to read, and I began to study. And I began to decide, I said, Lord, I got to have understanding or revelation from the scripture. I know that all the answers to life are in this owner's manual. But Lord, I've got to have you show them to me. I'm diligently studying the Word of God, hours, every day and every night, 3, 4, and 5 hours. I'd come in the evening. I'd tell my wife, I'd say, honey, I have dinner with you, but I've got some questions before God. And I've got to understand, I do not understand this book. But I said, I know this book is my answer. I know it's in there. I've got to find it. So I would, my wife, she was very gracious. She gave me up for 15 years of her life. I spent far more time with God than I did with my wife. I realized I cheated my wife to a degree. I should have spent more time with her, but I did love her. And I did supply things that she needed, and I did love her and take as good a care of her. And I was kind and gentle to her. She was a great woman. And I'm grateful to the King and to her for allowing me to spend the time with God and to still be an obedient wife and to love me and to take good care of me like she did. What a woman she was. I know God's got a special place for her today in heaven. I spent the time with God and he revealed himself to me. I begin to hear his voice. If you haven't heard his voice, maybe you've not paid the price. I'm going to tell you, it's costly. It cost me. But it was worth it. When I got into the Word of God and began to get in there, I said, Lord, I want to see people saved. I don't understand why they're lost. Your answer's got to be in your Word. So finally one day, he revealed to me an awesome scripture. No telling how many times I'd read it. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3 and 4. He said, if there's any lost on the earth, they're lost because the God of this world, which is Satan, has blinded their mind to the gospel. I thought, Lord, there's my answer. if there's any lost, and how many do you know that's lost? A lot. I thought, Lord, there's my answer. If there are any lost on this earth, they're lost because the God of this world, which is Satan, has blinded their mind to the gospel of Christ. Otherwise, they would hear, they would understand, and they would receive this magnificent grace that's been given to us by what our Lord Jesus Christ did for us on the cross 2,000 years ago. I said, okay, Lord, there's the answer. But now what do I do about it? I thought that was a good question. Lord, if their eyes are blinded, then what do I do? I said, Lord, I got to have an answer. So I'm back to the Word. Now found the answer. Of why they're not being saved. Then one day I come up on 2 Timothy 2, verse 26. It says, the devil takes those people captive at his will. If you're lost, your father is the devil. And he takes you captive at his will. And he does what he wants to with you. He blinds your mind. He lies to you. He causes you to do all the devastating things that you do. He breaks up marriages. He breaks up children in your homes. He's a devastating critter. And I said, Lord, there's got to be an answer. There's got to be an answer. I know you provided all these things. I said, Lord, I've got to have the answers. One day I came upon a magnificent statement in 1 John 3:8. Jesus said, he who sins is of the devil. But I came to destroy the works of the devil. I thought, Lord, if you came to destroy the works of the devil, then why in the world is the devil still running things? That's a good question, I thought. If you came to destroy the works of the devil, you always knew what you did and you done it perfect. So why is the devil still running things? Why is souls, people still lost on this earth?
We're going to have to stop right there on the teaching. We'll start there tomorrow. We welcome you to give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. We'll be happy to send you these teachings free and postpaid. Everything we have is free and postpaid. Also, we would like to invite you to visit us on our website. We have many teachings available on our website. You can go to www.tlsm.org. TLSM stands for The Living Savior Ministries. And there from, you can order online right there. Everything's free and postpaid. And we have many teachings. And praise the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So whatever you do, serve Jesus the King.